I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, my husband says to me. I know he's really trying. He has learned through our years together that apologies are important to me. I can forgive almost anything. If he says he made a mistake and he's sorry. But he resists saying these words. It sometimes seems to me that he thinks the earth will open up and swallow him if he admits a fault. So I know that by saying, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, he has made a major advance. Advance in my terms, retreat perhaps in his. Yet it leaves me dissatisfied, because his phrasing leaves open the possibility, indeed strongly suggests, that he regrets not what he did, but how I reacted. I know some people will think that insisting that a person admit a fault is like wanting him to grovel, to humiliate himself. This is a valid view, to the extent that demanding an apology is a power maneuver. If you see it that way, resisting the demand for an apology makes sense. But an apology can also be a connection maneuver, a way of acknowledging the impact of one person's actions or words on another. If you see it that way, as I do, it's easy to admit a mistake and apologize. I do it all the time. It's no big deal. The problem is, it becomes a big deal when he won't. I'm not unique. Mara, who lives in a rural area, told me of a similar reaction. One day, she gave her husband, Ryan, something to mail for her, as he was going out that day and she was not. She stressed that it was extremely important for the letter to be mailed that day, and he assured her he would take care of it. The next day, they left the house together, and she found her unmailed letter on the car seat. He said, "Oh, I forgot to mail your letter." Just like that. No explanation, no apology. She was furious. Not because he had forgotten, though that certainly angered her, but because he didn't apologize. If I had done that, she told me, I would have fallen all over myself, saying how sorry I was. And if he had said he was sorry, I would have been upset about the letter, but I would have forgiven him. Ryan's offense, from Mara's point of view, was a failure of connection. He didn't seem to care that he had let her down. If he didn't care about the inconvenience he had caused her, how could she depend on him in the future? Showing how bad he felt about it would have provided assurance that he would not do the same thing again. This explains in part why apologies are so important. Repentance restores trust. But in Ryan's view, apologizing is pointless. It wouldn't change the fact that Mara's letter wasn't mailed. To him, making a show of regret would seem insincere, as if he thought he could undo an action with mere words.